one who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who has angered his parents has verily angered Allah. Angered Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi channels, welcome to another episode of the Silsila Disobedient Towards Parents and Unfortunate Children. Today's topic, what we bring to you, is regarding the sides from the children that how children become disobedient. So inshallah, before we go on to our topic today, how children become disobedient, inshallah azza wa jal, let's listen to a blessing of sending peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, recite salat upon me abundantly, undoubtedly your reciting of salat upon me is a means of purification for you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala. So my dear Islam brothers, try to recite salat on Nabi, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in abundance. We will start with how children become disobedient and where it all starts from. And as you know, a lot of the times when children become disobedient, it is due to the wrong upbringing, how they're being brought up. And it starts from very tender age, from a childhood. That if you look at, in our society today, as soon as a child starts to grow up, even before that, when he's a little child, when he's a little baby, where is the children put into? The rocking chair which they are put into, they are playing music. And when the child cries, music is played. If you think about it, when we are educating our children in this way, when they're being brought up in this way, listening to music or listening to tunes playing, and when they get older, and if we try to stop them from listening to music, from listening to tunes, how do you think they will react? So, Sheikh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, gives us a very beautiful method that when your children cry, say Allah to them. In this way, when they will grow up, they will listen to the name of Allah, and this will be a means of them turning towards the zikr of Allah, inshaAllah. But anyway, when our children start to cry and we play music, and then when they grow up, when the children start to misbehave, what do we do with them? We end up putting them in front of the TV screen, or letting them listen to such musical toys, or we give them the tablet, and they go onto whatever they want to watch. And this is a way we think, okay, we've calmed them down, we've put them away, or we've made things easy for ourselves. In actual fact, what this does is, this is what they are watching on television, what they are watching on their tablets, what we have left them with. Do we know that this was the correct thing? And if it wasn't the correct thing, then you find out later in life that these children are growing up and they've learned such habits, they've learned such wrong type of behavior through watching this type of stuff on television. When they are watching, even in cartoons, you say you will leave our children watching cartoons. If you look at some of these cartoon characters, what do they display? And in a lot of these cartoon characters, you find the displaying of lying, the displaying of deceiving their parents, the showing attitude towards parents, towards elders, towards others. So children are picking these habits up from childhood. And then later on in life, we find out, oh, what did we do? How did we didn't teach our children any of this. How come they become like this? And even when they get older, as they start to grow up, they move from cartoons to movies towards dramas. And in these dramas, what they watch is, they are watching mixing, and also they're watching romance, they're watching crime, and even with video games. When we leave our children with video games so that they do not disturb us, what they involve in crime. When they get older, they are learning these types of habits. And we wonder, how did our children become disobedient? My dear Islam brothers and views of Madni channel, a lot of time it's due to our lack of concentration towards our children, lack of interest in how we are educating our children, and they become disobedient towards us. And a lot of the times, my dear Islam brothers, we don't even explain the difference between a right and wrong to our children. When a child does something wrong, say for an example, a child starts to sing or a child starts to dance. And what happens today in our society is parents are clapping, video films are made, clips are made on the mobile phones. Oh, look at my child, he knows how to dance. Look at my child, he knows how to sing. Even if the child swears, oh, it's like, it's an amusement. Like our child, it's an amusement show. Look at the way my child swore today. And when we are going to have this type of nature and this type of behavior and not stopping our children, not telling them off, not telling them this is a wrong action, obviously they're going to go worse as they go older. And secondly, we leave them in any type of company which they are in. And we don't even concentrate what sort of company they are adopting. As they grow older and they go into secondary school or they go into higher education, the sort of company which our children are with, that is how they become. Keep in mind that this is something, it's a responsibility over parents. So my dear Islam brothers, keep in mind, the company our children will be in, it's how they are going to become. Because the time they spend at school, the time they spend with their friends in class, in at school, in college, in university, that is what they are learning. And as you know, we give them very less time. Our time towards our children, we hardly would give time to our children. So what will they learn, and who would they learn, and who do they adopt, and what sort of habits would they get into, is what their company is. There was a saint, Rahimahullah, he would concentrate on his neighbor's children to the extent that he would tell him what is right, what is wrong, how he should behave, what he should do. Someone once asked him, that how come you don't tell your own child, but you tell your child's friend, your neighbor's child, regarding right and wrong? The Buzurg Rahmatullah Alayhi replied, he says, whatever the company of my child will be, my child will become like this. So when I'm concentrating on him, when I'm telling him right and wrong, my son automatically will learn these habits from him, inshaAllah. So my dear Islam brothers, it's very important that we look upon the company our children are hanging around with, the company they are with, because that's what's how our children are going to become. And also my dear Islam brothers, it's very important that we give our children time. If we do not give them time, the people who are giving them time, they will give them priority. And like this, when they give them priority, they will do everything what they are doing. So it's important that we give our children time, meaning we sit with them, we speak to them, we spend time with them. Even it means if we need to take them out, take them out. And if this brings them happy or closer to us, this will be a great means. Otherwise, the company which they are in, because they are giving them time and they're giving them priority, how they would learn is what their friends are doing. So it's important, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, that we give our children time, especially in teaching them good manners. Whenever, as our children start to grow up, we tell them, this is good, this is right, this is wrong. And this is very important that we give them time. Not that when they annoy us and we leave them to the time which they get is the time of the television, or the time which they get is the time with the dramas, movies. We need to spend valuable time with them and start to teach them regarding the beautiful deen and what this deen is done for us, what this deen will do for us. What we should tell them regarding the pious people, rahimahumullah, especially as we are in the month of Muharram al-Haram, we should be telling them regarding Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala, the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala was, who Ali Akbar was, who Ali Askar was. Tell them regarding these type of children, how they grew up and the examples these children have set, and put their love of the Ahlul Bayt in their heart. And this is a very important aspect. As Sayyidina Ali al-Murtadha karamallahu wajhu al-kareem has said, teach your children two things, the Quran and the love for the Ahlul Bayt. So it's important, my dear Islam brothers, that we teach our children the love and respect of the Ahlul Bayt. In the same way, we teach our children the maqam, the status of the Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan. In the same way, we teach them the status of the maqam of the awliya Allah. Otherwise, if our children tomorrow, they go into the wrong company, or they watch through social media, they've heard some speeches, and they adopt them types of mindset regarding the Sahaba Ikram, regarding the Ahlul Bayt, regarding the Awliya Allah. And even today, some people do not even fear speaking regarding the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, who is going to teach them regarding the status of the Prophets, regarding the Maqam of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, regarding the status of the Ahlul Bayt, regarding the status of the Sahaba Ikram? That is the duty of the parents. So it's very important that we as parents teach our children regarding this, especially on occasions what happened on the 10th of Muharram. Do our children know this? That what happened on the 10th of Muharram, especially in regards to the waqia, the story of Karbala? Because sadly today, there are people on social media, there are people who are creating this corruption that nothing happened on the 10th of Muharram. Nothing happened with the family of the Ahlul Bayt. Nothing happened with the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt. So my dear Islam brothers, it is a duty for us to teach them regarding this, the incidents which happened on the 10th of Muharram. Like this also, my dear Islam brothers, it is a duty upon us to teach them regarding the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. And this beautiful day, what happened, the birth of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how this birth took place, the uniqueness of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and how we should be celebrating the birth of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, and how we should be spending the days of Milad in remembering the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And not just the month of Milad, but we should be doing Miladun Nabi in our homes, so our children learn regarding these events. And like what happens on the 15th of Shaban, happen on the 27th of Rajab, the waqi of Miraj, the journey of Miraj, the status of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met with his Lord Allah Azza wa Jal. All these things, my dear Islam brothers, this is a duty for us as parents. We should be teaching them this. We teach them regarding the Awliya Allah. That the Awliya Allah, the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, what was their status? The status of Ghaus-e-Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. And also from their stories, we could tell them how great these people were. And also we can teach them regarding lessons. For example, Ghaus-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, when he was sent by his mother, what did his mother say to Ghaus-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala? Not to lie. So this is something which we as, it's a duty for us as parents to teach our children regarding not to lie. At the same time, you could tell them, look at the benefit Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani got from not lying, by listening to his mother. And then the status he get, all those thieves which repented on the hands of Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala, just because he did not lie and he told the truth, and how people repented on his hands. So when we are teaching our children in this way, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, from childhood, inshaAllah, they will start to adopt this habit. They will start to have this love for the awliya Allah, the 25th of Safar, teaching them regarding Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, the Urs Mubarak of Ala Hazrat, the Chatti Sharif of Khaja Gharib Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayhi. And like this, inshaAllah, they will gain this love for the awliya Allah. Also, my dear Islam brothers, it's very important that we fix a timetable to give the right upbringing to our children. When I talked about giving time to our children, it's very important. For this, it's very important that we make a timetable with our children. Because we have so much things which we are involved in. We are involved in work, we are involved in study. We have timetable for other things. For example, we have 8-hour shift. We know this is our time for our work. Then like we have a timetable when we are picking our children up from school, dropping them from school, or taking them to the masjid, dropping them. We have timetables for all this. Or even we have a timetable for a day of shopping normally as well. We will shop on this day, especially on a Saturday. A lot of people go shopping. We have timetables for all this. Sometimes we will go out with our friends. But how much time do we give it to our family at home? This is very important. We fix a timetable with our children. Nigran of Markazi Majlis Shura Haji Imran Attari, he mentions a very beautiful thing. He says that when you have a feast in your home, when you cook at home, right, that time, fix it, and remembering that this is a salih sawab for our deceased parents, or this is, we are celebrating the mawlid of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So they realize the value of having this feast, and when they enjoy themselves. So like this, my dear Islamic brothers, sometimes we have birthday parties, we have this time fixed, but we should have time fixed in remembering the awliya Allah. Oh, if our parents have passed away, then a salih sawab, teach them, okay, today we're going to have food, and nice food is made, or food is bought from outside, or whatever. But we tell them that this is a specific day that we are doing salih sawab for those family members who have left the world. So like this, they will adopt this type of habit, inshaAllah azawajal, in regards to doing a salih sawab. When we will pass away, they will get into this habit that our fathers, our parents used to once a month do a salih sawab, and they will continue with these type of habits also, my Islamists. So this type of tadbiyat is very important. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala, he was a great Khalifa of Islam, and also when it came time to educate his children, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, first of all, finding the teacher for his children, he searched about. He did not like, you know, today what we do, the closest masjid to our house, we will put our child there. Why? Because it's easy. Not realizing how our children are studying, what they are studying. This is very important. Alhamdulillah, my dear Islam brothers, first of all, I would like to say, you try to put your children in the madrasas of Dawat Islami, inshaAllah. Or in like this, the Jamiatul Madina of Dawat Islami, where your children will study Quran, where they will become scholars, and inshallah the education, the tarbiyat they will have in these places, inshallah, it will benefit you in this world as well as the akhirah, inshallah. But Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayh, when he came finding a teacher for his children, he searched everywhere. And then finally he decided that he was going to have his own teacher who taught him to teach his children. Why? Because he understood how his teacher told him. And he also advised the teacher specific things. For example, he said that keep my children away from music. Why? The music destroys the hearts. Also, he said that teach them to laugh less. To laugh less. Why? Because laughter cause the heart to go hard. So tarbiyat like this, alhamdulillah, we've seen Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Also, he told them that teach them the respect. When they open the Quran, open it with respect, the respect of the Holy Quran. This was something we say now, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, advised the teacher of his children, that teach them these things, teach them this type of etiquettes, this type of manners. Today we put our children in the masjid, or we leave them there and thinking, okay, they will have the right education, or they will have the right upbringing. No, my dear Islam brothers, we need to overlook this. And you find a lot of times in the madrasas, of Dawat Islami, very rare a parent would come and ask regarding how is my child doing, how far has he got, or if that child has moved on, or why is he not moving on. Have you ever sat down with our children at home, asked them, what did you learn in madrasa today, what did you learn in school today? Maybe they have learned something wrong, or they have learned something wrong in school, in these places of education. We are thinking we are sending them to educate, but they have learned something wrong. But we've never asked them. How children become disobedient, our topic today, it's a lot of the time is based upon our upbringing. The upbringing of the parents. How the parents have brought up the children. How much time they have given to the children. How they have educated the children. So my dear Islam brothers, when children sometimes fall into disobedience towards their parents, at times it is a play of the parents, it's the role of the parents. It's because of the parents that the children have become disobedient, because we have left them. And there's a very a story in regards to this matter, that one thief was caught, and the case of theft and killing was made upon him, and he was sentenced to be hanged. The people who were about to hang him, they asked him regarding, what is your last wish? He said that I want to see my mother. When his mother was brought, to the shock and horror of everyone present, he jumped onto his mother, tried to hurt her. She once escaped. The people at that time, they asked the police officers, they said to him, what kind of immodest, shameful man are you, that you're hitting your mother, and especially at the last moments when leaving the world? You're hurting your mother in this time. And this man started to say, this thief who was about to be hanged, he said, I will not forgive my mother, I will not forgive my mother. It is because of my mother I am about to be hanged. The people asked him, how is this? He said that when I was a small child, I stole a class fellow's pencil and I brought it home and I said to my mother. My mother said to me, oh son, if you like it, keep it. That what gave me confidence. And this thief, he tells his story and he says, from there I started to pick people's pens and other things. If I got chance, I would pick their pockets. And as he grew up, he made a gang of thieves, till the extent that he got to this stage that he was sentenced to be hanged. And what he was? It was the wrong upbringing. That one time the mother, if she would have told him off or made him return that pencil back, that would have changed his life. Also, my dear Islam, this is very important, that we educate our children in the right way. It wasn't right for what that man did, hurting his parents, especially at the last moments before leaving the world. But these type of examples are used so for us, those who are parents, to reflect that how we should be educating our children, how we should be upbringing our children. And this is very important, my dear Islam brothers. So start to reflect over this, those who are parents, that the education of our children, the upbringing of our children, sometimes the disobedience of our children is due to our own lackness of concentration towards them, our own lackness of teaching them the right things, upbringing them in the right way. So try to bring your children up in the right way and save them from the disobedience. So my dear Islam brothers, this is the message of today, that we educate our children in the right way. Why our children become disobedient? Save them from this type of disobedience. And inshaAllah, when we give our children time, when we will educate them in the right way, inshaAllah, they will be saved from disobedience. And it is a duty upon us to save ourselves and save our children from the fire of hell, which fuel is men and stone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to save ourselves from that fire of hell, save our children from the fire of hell, saving them from the disobedience of the parents. InshaAllah, like this, we will be able to enter Jannah along with our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to remember these things and to act upon. Ameen. Bijahil Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
One who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who's angered his parents has verily angered Allah.